Welcome to this Life I Live in Truth podcast, a podcast about living life authentically. Each week, we deliver the best stories from individuals who have decided with intention to live authentic lives. Now here's your host, Jesse Belizaire.
Welcome back to the village. I feel like singing tonight, guys. Okay. In my serious voice, welcome back to the village. GB here, thanking you all for tuning in tonight.
Thank you
for tuning in tonight. Tonight is really no different than any other night. Why? Because I'm getting ready to bring y'all some heat. Okay, well, maybe I'm not going to bring y'all the heat, but my guest is going to bring you some heat. So joining us this evening is a man of many layers and many talents. He took a number of his experience that really could have broken him and turned it into purpose. Coming to the show tonight, here right now, is Jasper, aka Chef Boy JB, the man behind the brand Black Knowledge. Welcome, Jasper, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Glad to be here. Absolutely. I so appreciate you carving out some time in your busy, busy schedule to speak with me tonight.
Oh, it's okay, because I know you're going to be on my podcast as well. So, we're going to get you on there as well. So just thank you for inviting me on your show.
Absolutely. So before we get started, I think it is only right that we break the ice a bit. Okay. Are you up for playing a little game?
Sure.
You said sure?
Sure, why not?
Okay. So this game is titled, Sounds Like Something Woke. Sounds Like Something Conscious. Okay. So the instructions are simple. I am going to present some facts, and I say facts loosely, that are either true or false. I need you, my guest of the hour, to distinguish between the two by responding, sounds like something conscious for facts that are true, or sounds like something woke for facts that are false. Are we in understanding?
Okay, something that's true, say it sounds
like something conscious.
That's woke, that is not. True.
That is false. Correct.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah, I think I got it.
All right. Awesome. So we're going to have three quick rounds. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So first round, our fact is slavery was a Southern phenomenon. Does that sound like something woke or... does that sound like something conscious?
Well, that's something conscious.
That sounds like something conscious, you said?
Yes.
Oh, no. That is... sounds like something woke.
Oh.
So, if I may, slavery actually existed in all 13 colonies before the Revolution. Are you ready for round two?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fact for round two is Abraham Lincoln ended slavery and freed enslaved people.
Does that sound
like something conscious?
That's
or does that sound like something woke? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
He did not end slavery. That's something woke, definitely.
Oh, awesome. You got that right. So, you know, many think that most that he did, you know, they think the contrary. But Lincoln, in fact, with the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, if we go back, it really only freed people in the rebel states, right, Jasper?
I think it's a little bit deeper than just the rebel states. Like, I think he was kind of forced to free slavery due to global changes in addition to what was going on in just, you know, Americas, but so much, you know, Europe and France as well, who was doing international trading, who had already kind of got rid of slavery. Like the Europeans and the French, it was kind of like a taboo of the past now, you know? And then here comes Lincoln, like, oh my God, you still enslaving blacks? Like, this is, I'm sorry, my dog's toy.
Okay.
And so, you know, here you are, you know, still enslaving people in the Americas. We need to change this. So I kind of think that his hand was forced. And then his government came back and killed him as well to cover up the whatever that was. So that's my, you know, that's what my research has shown me. That
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying on that. So, yeah.
Right. So the reason why you got that answer right is because it really only freed slaves in the rebel states. So there were about, I believe it was 800,000 African-American people who were enslaved who were on the border states. So the border states were states like Kentucky, Delaware, Missouri, and right where I'm located, Maryland. So what brought about slavery really was it took people who were courageous, who while they were enslaved, to really bring about change that would then lead to slavery. So what I mean by that is freedom abolitionists like the famous Frederick Douglass, Maria Stewart, and more were among the people that were speaking truth and bringing light to the horrors of slavery that actually led to the end of slavery. Although Abraham Lincoln played a part, he is not the person who ended slavery or freed enslaved people. Are you ready for round three?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, round three's fact is Black history began way before slavery. Does that sound like something woke, or does that sound like something conscious?
Conscious.
Absolutely. You get a point. And you got a point last round, too. So all that is factual. Why did you say that so confidently? Is there anything you want to add?
I mean, once you start doing your own research and start questioning things, you'll come to, you know, a lot of people have the mentality that, you know, the post-Atlantic slave trade is the beginning because that's all the information that they have. And, you know, people can only go off of what they know. So that's why a lot of people have that we started with slavery or we come from slavery mentality. Because if you don't know a history, like, you know, Marcus Garvey, you know, if you don't know a history of your of people who don't know a history of their past, they don't know nothing. You got to know history.
Absolutely. And I just want to add to that conversation, humanity and essentially the cradle of civilization began on the African continent, right? So we're talking state formation, we're talking about monarchy, we're talking about scientific developments, we're talking about mathematics, medicine, engineering. All of that began in Africa. And if you want to know where specifically, Nubia, Sudan. And if y'all don't believe me, I really encourage you to do your own research. Similar to what Jasper has done, I really, really encourage that we just do the research, and because it's there, I don't know how much longer it will be there, but it's there. Thank you so much, Jasper, for playing this game. So I think we are both in agreement. I think the ice has been broken. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right. All jokes aside, can you take a moment to further introduce yourself to the villagers, i.e. the listeners.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Jasper Balaam. I'm from South Georgia. I'm the owner of Black Knowledge. I created this company with my team in 2016. I conceived the idea in 2015. I'm ex-military. I'm a military veteran. You know, my business partner made sure I have to say that these days, because I have a tendency not to, you know, toot my own horn with that. I served for 5 years.
You know. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I did 3 deployments. Mm-hmm. I live overseas full time, and I moved to South America last year to expand my brand more internationally, because we've been international since about 2000. When did I leave for Brazil? 2017 is when I went to Brazil, and that's when I started the international portion of the company. Mm-hmm. Black Knowledge, what Black Knowledge does, you know, I educate, I motivate, and I inspire people about people of color worldwide. And we're also a networking platform where we're trying to, you know, break down these barriers and create a network for Black people, education by Black people, and, you know, providing information from Black people. So, you know, that's, you know, a major portion of the company, Black Knowledge, and what I'm about.
I love it. I love it. So thank you so much for indulging in our little game. But I wanted to know if you wanted to take a moment to tell if and why you feel that there's a difference between being woke versus being conscious. And if so, could you tell us why? Is there a difference?
Yeah, there's a difference. The difference between woke and consciousness is a woke individual is a person that acquires a lot of information from, you know, many different resources, you know, YouTube specifically. You know, I like to, you know, let's keep it raw and real for the listeners, you know, because we both obviously African-American. So we're getting a lot of our information from YouTube, not actual, you know, librarian books that we don't actually look up or anything of that nature. So we have a tendency to take this information as a woke person, but don't even applicate it in our life. Like, you can read about Dr. Sebi, you know, Marcus Garvey, Rosa Parks, Malcolm X, Farrakhan, whoever you gravitate towards, Dr. Umar, you know, there's a lot of leaders in our community. But what a woke individual would do is they'll try to bash their people or make them think, you know, like, oh, you don't think like me. I'm the only person who knows this information. But a conscious individual is a person who consciously digests that information, tries to understand it. This conscious individual may even travel to, you know, Dr. Sebi, Honduras. They may even learn Spanish or something. The conscious individual will applicate the knowledge into their life, you know, consciously use it, you know what I'm saying? And move forward with using it. Because a lot of woke people, I like to say when I talk on my platform, woke people are broke people. Because all they want to do is just tell people what they need to do, and they're not actually applicating the knowledge that they got. Yeah, it's okay, you know about the unk, you know about these different things, but you're not applicating it. You're not really using the information to the best of its sort. You know, that's where, you know, I think wisdom comes in when it comes to that conscious. Because I tell people, I'm not a woke individual. I'm a conscious person on their conscious journey.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So I just want to sum up, so the listeners can just hear it twice, I think. So you're saying the difference between being woke and being conscious is the difference of you're learning knowledge, right, from all different sources, but you're not really applying it in your daily life, right? Mm-hmm. And a conscious person, they take the information that they're digesting and they actually apply it into their lives and they use it in their daily walk, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, ma'am.
Amazing, amazing. So I wanted to know, Jasper, why is it so important with your brand, Black Knowledge, to educate the Black and Brown community specifically about who they are, where they come from, And please feel free to share a personal story. Like, why is that so important to you?
Well, it's important to me because I know, you know, I come from a broken family where, you know, like most African Americans usually do. I realized that, you know, at an early age, you know, I tell people, a lot of my homies, I'm writing a poem called Growing Up With My Homies, actually. And I'm talking about how we're these young men, but we're kind of in the streets, but we're growing up together. You know, we're raising ourselves together. You know, we have fathers, but some of our fathers beat us. You know, some of our fathers are not in our lives, like me. Some of our fathers are addicted to drugs or not even there at all, you know, at all. So I think that it's very important to, you know, I'm giving back love I never got as a child. Because I always tell people you have two lives. You have your first life and your second life. Mm-hmm. Your first life you can't control because you're learning and you're growing around the people that control that first life for you, the ones that feed you and educate you and everything. But as you become an adult, you can go into what I call your second life. And now you can choose to do whatever, because now you should have a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of education on how to take care of yourself. But you can choose your second life to you know, make the world a better place, because I'm trying to give off love I never got as a child. But as an adult, I want to make sure that I can either prevent or help other people overcome barriers that they think that are not there or non-existent. Because, you know, a lot of us Blacks just need an opportunity, you know, or just somebody to believe in them. You know, even me, you know, as a child, I was misplaced in special education. So I think that if I had, you know, like a certain type of father figure or a certain type of energy in my face, you know, we didn't have social media growing up. Like, man, like, I don't know how I would have reacted if I was as a child with social media, but we have it now. So I'm trying to use it in the right way to be able to promote this certain type of energy. And, you know, I've been successful. I got over 250,000 followers worldwide in over, you know, a short time span. So I'm really proud of myself.
Absolutely, as you should be, as you should be. Wow, what a word, Jasper. So you share with us that you came from a broken family, and you mentioned that, you know, quite a few people that you came across that also happened to have a similar background also came from broken families. And so you guys kind of raised each other, the Black men especially, that was, you know, that you were surrounded by. And so Black knowledge is your opportunity to really give back the love that you don't believe that you received or were given. And you say that we have two lives, right? It's the first one we really can't control. And the second one is a life that we can control. So while you're in your second life, you're choosing to have control over it and really taking the platform that you have to provide an opportunity for others to not only overcome, but to just have an opportunity at a helping hand. Oh my goodness, what a word. Thank you so much for that, Jasper. So what part, if any, regarding your personal...
Do you like what you're hearing so far? Well, make sure you click that subscribe button so you never miss a show. I want to take a moment to invite you, to share with you a partnership that I have with Airbnb Experience, where I am bringing meditation for beginners like no other. So for all who are interested, click the link below. Now, back to the conscious talk with Jasper.
Journey. I know you talked a little bit about it, but what part about it propelled you in 2015 to create Black Knowledge? Like, what was that thought process like?
Well, I tell people the truth. I created Black Knowledge out of rage, out of anger. I really didn't like what I was seeing on the internet. Like, I'm not seeing like a place where we can grow or where we can build, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship knowledge. You know, what do we talk about how to be vulnerable on the internet, you know, to other people that we don't know? How do we talk about entrepreneurship, or, you know, how do you help people? Like, I felt like, you know, people got their cell phones in their hands, and I'm saying, you know, all these beautiful Black people around Houston with their cell phones in their hands, and I'm sitting there asking random questions, like, do you know who, you know, I was an Uber driver at the time and Lyft driver, so I would ask random people all over the world, Canada, shout out to my knowledge seekers that's tuned in or listening to, you know, the villagers, everybody Yay. That's getting you, so, you know, shout out to everybody. So, the thing is, I started asking random African questions about, you know, Black British history, Black Canadian history, Afro-Colombian, Afro-Brazilian, and I learned that a lot of people don't really know anything about Black people as from a global perspective, not just African-American history. So I sat back and said, well, what if I create a platform where I can educate people about different African cultures, different African people, African history, you know, everything? You know, what if I just create a space for us? And I call it Black Knowledge, but, you know, we have a subset on our app that we got coming out. It's going to be called the Black Knowledge Network. So, you know, where knowledge leads to success. So, you know, it's bigger than what people think actually right now. A lot of people just think I'm just some woke dude with dreadlocks traveling all over the world loving Black people. But they really don't know that, obviously, you know, I do poetry. I'm also an artist. So yeah. I do other different things. But to, you know, my thought process in 2015 was more like, I'm kind of angry at what I'm seeing that's not there. So what can I do to create something? So, you know, I reached out to one of my close buddies. We partnered up and we made it happen. And, you know, 6 years later, this is where we're at.
Oh my goodness. How wonderful is that? So Jasper, this morning, I woke up and I was all in my feelings, if I could be honest. And it inspired me to come up with a post I came up with for today. And I'm drawing a blank on the exact words, but it was talking about surrender. And it was also talking about, you know, a lot of people in this state that we're in right now are going through so many things, you know, abandonment, sickness, especially. And so I was speaking to the people who, you know, may be dealing with sickness right now, and I encouraged them, very similar to how you felt enraged, you know, but your Black knowledge creation really came because you decided to lean into the opposition. You leaned into your anger, and out of it came this beautiful purpose called Black knowledge. So I just want to thank you for really being candid about how Black knowledge came about. I think it's going to really resonate with a lot of people listening. So I wanted to know, Jasper, is there a lesson that you've learned in your life that you possibly had to unlearn to then relearn? And if so, could you share that with us? And if you need a moment, please do.
The power of vulnerability will liberate you. A lot of people don't know how to be vulnerable or afraid to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been vulnerable my whole life. I tell people vulnerability is also telling people how you feel. Mm-hmm. Really, like, I don't want to do this, or this is BS or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you can always, you know, express vulnerability through all the emotions. You could be vulnerable sad, vulnerable happy, vulnerable mad, angry, because I don't think people understand the power of vulnerability. And if they did, they would be in a better place. Like, I decided to tell, you know, the knowledge seekers really earlier this year that I deal with, you know, everybody deals with mental health issues, I believe, but I'm the one that, you know, got the balls to say it on the internet, you know, that I'm this Black entrepreneur and I'm not this perfect Black man that you think I am, because I got all these followers, I got this Instagram, this YouTube, this brand, you see me all over the world, you know, everywhere. I'm not this perfect being. So I guess the one lesson, you know, it's not so much I had to unlearn it, it's more of I had to learn it, you know, and that's learning how to be vulnerable and how to be true to yourself. Because, you know, I like one song I tell people, because a lot of people you know, laugh because I literally listen to this song every day. That's, you know, Jessie J, Know Who You Are. You know, that song, I love it, you know.
Because I love her.
You know, it's hard. You know, seeing is believing, but it's okay not to be okay, you know? So oh shout out Jessie J, shout out the UK.
I love her, shout out to her. So, you know, we love so, you, Jessie J.
So that song right there, I think a lot of people sleep on the actual song because it's like, it's really real life. And, you know, it's okay not to be okay. And I always try to tell people, like, I'm going to tell your villagers too, you know, the ones that's listening right now, just realize that your current situation is not your final destination. Mm-hmm. And you did not come this far just to come this far. And, you know, more than likely, I always tell people the truth. What are you going through in life right now? I know, like you say, you woke up in your emotions this day. I always tell people, you've been through worse shit. Excuse my French, but I'm just being honest. You've been through worse. You've been through worse because you made it this far, you know? So that's, like, we can sit always and think, you know, remember you was in Atlanta or remember you did this or went there and it was horrible. Well, it ain't as bad as what you're going through now. You see, you made it through the bad already. Because I always try to tell people that you made it this far, just keep going and learn. And I say to answer your question, not really so unlearned, but just learn how to be vulnerable and you'll feel a little bit more liberated.
Yeah, I love that. What's the song by Jessie J again?
I think was it hold on, let's go ahead and we're gonna look it up. We're gonna get it right.
We're gonna get it right.
Yeah.
Because Jasper, if I could be really honest, for a season in my life, I literally listened to that song every day. And I finally found another person like me. Like I literally, I can't believe I don't know the title right now, but I know the lyrics once I hear it.
Jessie J, Who You Are. That's the name of the song.
Say it again and speak a little louder.
Jessie J, Know Who You Are.
Know Who You Are, yes. Oh my goodness. What a word. Jasper ain't coming to play. Mr. Black Knowledge. Okay, so I just want to recap because, you know, sometimes we need to hear something twice, maybe three times, and then, you know, your spirit is like, oh, okay, I hear you now. I'm listening. So you talked about the power of vulnerability and how it will liberate you. And you also talked about, you know, it's really important. Vulnerability encompasses a lot of things, but for you specifically, you just said how you felt, you know, and you weren't afraid to express every form of emotion, whether it be sadness, excitement, anger. You weren't afraid to express any of those emotions. And I love how you are unafraid to speak publicly about mental health. And I know there's a lot of people who struggle with mental health who are not able to say thank you right now. But on their behalf, if I can have that honor, I just want to say thank you for your bravery. Thank you for doing that. It is so important. And it is something that, you know, I hope we continue to have the courage to speak up about, because it can actually save lives. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Jasper?
Shout out to us crazy folks. Embrace the struggle, like Beyonce said. Embrace the struggle. It makes you stronger, you know what I'm saying?
It really does.
You have to embrace it. And that, what I mean embrace it, it's more like, okay, this is who I am. This is what I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. Embrace it. You know, not only embrace it, but you can always change. I think, you know, I think that we get so wrapped up in being like, you know, so wrapped up in who we are today or who we used to be that we don't, you know, focus on who we can become. You know, you can, like, right now a lot of people are like, oh, I didn't work out today. Okay, you can work out tomorrow, like, and you know, you can also, you know, you could be always a better version of yourself no matter what. Like Megan, I saw Megan Thee Stallion, you know, I know a lot of people give her bad slack, but I like Megan when Megan says, I'm never comfortable. She made a video and she just said today, I'm never comfortable. And, you know, just because I accomplished something, I'm like, all right, girl. All right, Megan, we accomplished this. I always want to keep moving. I don't want to always get comfortable while I'm just staying in one position. And I'm going to piggyback off of what she said. And that's how it's supposed to be. I'm never comfortable. You should never be comfortable I say, okay, I made it. You know, I done made $1 million. I'm straight. You know, like even you, oh, my podcast is good. I got 1 million followers. Like, no, you can't get comfortable. You have to keep moving. Like, how can you make it better? You know, how can you make yourself better? Mm-hmm. By embracing who you are, but trying to see and also question what, you know, everybody can always got room to improve. Absolutely. And I think that we don't focus on our improvements. Mm-hmm. I think we get so wrapped up on, you know, like what's wrong with me or my mom or my dad or my upbringing or my school or my job. And it's like, well, let's start appreciating the great thing. Like you're alive today, you know,
right.
I think slow down and like, you know, you're in good health, you know, you survived that health crisis that you had last year or whatever, or anxiety issue, or, you know, I think that we don't pat ourselves on the back sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, that's really what I wanted to add, because when you were talking about Megan said she's, you know, she's always uncomfortable. I think you have to find a balance between being content as you continue to pursue greater heights. And I also think it's important because I struggled with this before in the past. Having so much foresight, which is like you're kind of almost always living in the future, that sometimes you fail to acknowledge or soak in some of the things that you're accomplishing in the present. So I think it's important. I just want to add that layer to the existing conversation, to kind of be in the moment and to be present for the things that you are accomplishing, even if it's really small. Let's celebrate every win at every milestone, which is my little two cents to the conversation. But I really, really love where this conversation is going. And lastly, I just want to wrap up one final thing that you said. You know, through the Jesse J lyric, this and I promise you guys, Jesse J did not even know we were going to mention her name. This is not a paid advertisement, or whatever.
At all, shout out Jesse. Oh, look,
Jesse J, if you want to be, come on now. And so in her lyric, I remember when I first listened to that song before I played it on repeat, like every single day, that was the lyric that really stood out to me. It's okay not to be okay. And I think it's important that we start normalizing that. Like, it's okay if you don't have all the answers. It's okay if you're not okay. Tomorrow is a new day and another opportunity for you to have a chance to do better, right? Oh my goodness, Jasper. I tell my audience all the time, like, y'all are in for a special treat, but like, this truly is, I feel like I am being fed. Thank you so much for your knowledge. Thank you so much for your insight, and for your just honesty and again, what you said, your vulnerability. I know I want to honor our time together, but before I let you go, can you take a moment to tell our listeners, how they can stay connected with you and what you have coming down the pipeline, possibly in the coming months, that you can share, right?
Oh, most definitely. You can follow me at Official Black Knowledge on Instagram. We are at D Black Knowledge on Facebook. We at on Twitter. You can look up at D Black Knowledge 1K on Black, and then, you know, knowledge, just 1K on that. And then we're on TikTok as well, I believe, at Official Black Knowledge, if I'm not mistaken. So you can follow us there. We definitely have an app coming out. We're revamping the website. So blackknowledge.com is down, but it's down, you know, I've let everybody know this is going to be down probably for another week or two, because we're revamping the website for the shop and everything. And, you know, we're definitely coming out with a Black Knowledge app, because I'm shadow banned, you know. When you're like, when you're on the internet and you promote what you promote, I always tell people the truth. Like I said, you know, white supremacy and things of that nature, and not apps, you know, is preventing me from able to get my stuff shown to my audience. So, you know, it's me and my team went to the drawing board and was like, okay, we're going to create an app and we're going to pay for it. So we definitely got the Black Knowledge app coming, hopefully within the next 6 months or less. Let me see. You can follow me on YouTube at The Black Knowledge as well. Okay. Where, you know, I interview people. You know, hopefully I can get you on the YouTube channel as well.
Of course. You just say when and I'm there. Perfectly. Oh, yeah. I will be there.
So I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you inviting me. to the show, and people can always reach out to you, you know, as well, to get to me if they want to as well, because, you know, we're definitely, you know, business partners, as in networking and everything of that nature. Yeah,
for sure, for sure, for sure. And that's what it's all about, right? We all can have an opportunity to take up space in this world, right? And to contribute and collaborate, and, you know, we're stronger together, right?
As you know, that's my motto. We go further when we go together.
Oh, I love it. I didn't even know that, but I'm not surprised. but any final words you want to share with myself or with
I just want to thank you for, you know, inviting me, because I don't know if you noticed, but you're actually my first official podcast that I approve to go on. I really don't. I kind of been holding off on, you know, doing YouTube interviews and podcasts and stuff. And you might be like, why did you accept mine then? It's because, you know, you actually connected with me, and you actually, you know, you actually organically asked me, can you come to my podcast? Everybody else gives me these long messages that are like fake, automatic generated, you know, messages. You actually legit asked me, hey, man, you know, I got this podcast. I would love to have you on my show. And I'm like, okay, hit me up. Talk. You know what I'm saying? You was organically, and you did it a natural way. And I always try to tell people, because, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I do mentor business owners on the side.
Mm-hmm. So I know that. Mm-hmm.
Brand, everything, I got you on that. But to, you know, wrap up things, is that I try to get people to network and work effectively on the internet. And I'm going to just say you did it right.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. I've been grinding for a couple of years, and, you know, as a business owner, if I could be really candid, you don't know if you're doing anything right, you know, but, you know, I try to let the spirit lead me, and I try to be intentional about what I do and approach it from a place of honesty and a place of authenticity. So I receive everything that you say. So thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. So to close, listeners, villagers, what's your audience name?
Knowledge seekers.
Knowledge seekers. All right. So villagers, knowledge seekers, remember to cancel the noise, to seek the truth, and to always try to live your life from a place of authenticity. Until next time, peace, love, and light.
Thanks for joining us this week on This Life I Live in Truth podcast. Make sure to visit our website, www.thislifeiliveintruth.com, where you can stay connected and subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on any and all platforms, or for you to simply tell a friend. Feel free to also check out our e-course, Finding Your Purpose. Until next time, listeners, cancel the noise and seek the truth that is often found in the light.